Another online application which can help with your or your students' personal management is ThoughtBoxes. ThoughtBoxes allows you to create a series of lists, and within each list you can create a series of items, and those items can be reordered, they can be edited, or they can be starred for priority. You can also tick them off when they're done and delete items within the list or delete the lists themselves. The lists are organized thematically, so you're, in the free version at least, allowed up to three what they call trains of thought, and then you can create different lists within each of those trains of thought. By subscribing to the paid version, you can also add collaborators to those lists, so it can become an exercise where you're working in teams, whether it's your students or yourself working with colleagues. The crucial thing is that it's the really speedy to actually create these lists. There's no effort involved. It takes care of all the on-screen management of where things go. You don't have to think about layout. The only thing you alter is the sort of colour that each list comes under, so that all you're thinking about really is the items within it and the way that they're organised. So for students, for example, they might be creating revision prep. So thinking about the topics that they want to cover during their revision sessions, they can be arranged under different different subjects and all the different topics that they want to cover. Or it could be the summaries, actually the revision activity itself. So taking a particular topic that they're trying to revise and then listing all the different important parts within there. Or it students might actually just be organising their workflow and thinking about the tasks that they've got to do over the coming week. It could be homework exercises, it could be personal tasks and how they work together with it. Though there's no kind of feature within there, so to-do and task lists might not be quite so appropriate. I can, however, see how useful ThoughtBoxes would be if you were trying to plan out an extensive project where you're trying to storyboard, I suppose, in a way, and break down a really complex activity into a series of manageable chunks and easily achieved steps that, you, as I said earlier, you can tick off as you go along.